Hi guys, welcome back to my channel and podcast. If you're a returning viewer, thank you so much for being here. And if you are viewing this and haven't yet subscribed, don't forget to click on the subscription button right there. And if you're really, really into the content, don't forget to click on the bell so that you're notified every time I post a video. And if you're more of a podcast listener, don't worry about it. This will be uploaded on the podcast platform as usual. Today's topic, I want to talk about things I wish I knew or I did at my early years of life. And I feel like these things, had I known these things back then, I feel like I would have had a different outcome now. But I'm not saying that I'm maybe have regrets or anything. It's just that these are things I wish I knew back then. But because I didn't do them, I don't want you, if you're in that place, I don't want you to make those mistakes. And I'm here to help you understand these things earlier, sooner than later, because trust me, regretting doesn't do anything. It doesn't change your past and it doesn't affect your future. So you have to just focus on now and bettering your now. Yeah, I wish I spent more of my time and finances on experiences rather than material stuff. I feel like at the time I didn't realize the importance of having experiences such as like traveling to different places, new places, meeting new people who think differently from you, you know, all that. I feel like experience is much more valuable than material things. Now, obviously, when I was younger and you're in uni, there was really no reason for me to invest so much on like clothing and maybe hair and stuff like that. I'm not saying that never buy those stuff for yourself. You can, but limit yourself and probably invest more in other things like travel. Those who have studied in Asia, they know how those people have managed to make traveling cheap or affordable, rather. Let me not say cheap, affordable. Even students can afford it. Like a plane ticket within Asia is not even that expensive. So if you really could spend your money on traveling rather than trying to get stuff that you may not even, I may have bought a dress back then that I can't wear today based on circumstances or my environment. However, that same price of the dress, I could have spent it on a plane ticket to go somewhere and have fun. And I'm not even gonna lie, the few times I did travel, I've kept those memories. I have those memories and they're so amazing. There was a trip I did with I went somewhere with my friends to an island. And that trip was so vivid in my mind for like years later. Up until now, I remember such, you know, experiences. And I'm like, had I done that more, I probably would have, you know, had even a broader way of thinking. Just memories to hold on to. And that's amazing. I think when you have memories to hold on to, it's good. You have stories to tell, you know, you can share with people. When you meet people, you have something to contribute to conversations. I feel like that's more valuable than owning material stuff, you know? We're different, but for me personally, I think I would have rather been more into experience. I wish I knew better the importance of saving up for travel and my future. Now, I know someone else may be like, you're talking about traveling, not everybody can afford to go, you know, to other countries and stuff. I get it, that's okay. But I feel like you don't even have to go so far to gain experience. Even within your area, you can literally gain so much experience within your area. You may not know this, but there are people who think differently from how you think, even within your proximity. You put yourself in platforms or in places where you can be seen and you can see people and get to meet people who think differently from you. That's great. That's part of traveling. Honestly, traveling doesn't always mean you leave your country and go elsewhere. No, it's you can actually travel from within your proximity and get to experience different kinds of, you know, cultures and people within your proximity, there's different races, there's different nationalities living within your proximity. You can meet up with such people and get to hear different points of views about life and every other thing concerning life, yeah? My future as well. Obviously, I feel like you will never stop hearing me talk about saving as early as possible. Start saving that allowance you get, start saving it. Do not just spend it, because I think whenever we get money, especially for people who are still in uni, when that allowance keeps coming in, we tend to have this mentality that the money is there and it will always keep coming in, but there'll come a time where it's not there, or life has just hit in a certain way that it's affected finances, and that allowance that you were used to is not there, it doesn't exist. Save that allowance, for even if it's not for like experiences now, but at least for your future. Who knows, the ideas that you may have later in the future about business and stuff, if you knew that, I mean, if you've saved, at least you can have your capital to start your businesses. You just have something with you that can help you come out of a situation at some point in time. Wish I knew, it's not always about me. Every time I was maybe in my relationships, friendships, whatever connections I had, I used to think that maybe whenever something goes wrong, or whenever maybe the other person starts to behave differently towards me, I always tend to think it's me, like something I must be the problem, like there's something maybe I did, there's something I did to them to make them behave this way towards me. But I wish I knew better that it's not always about me, because then I wouldn't stress myself that much trying to make things better. I think I should have understood that just like me, how I have my issues, other people also have issues. They have their personal issues that they're going through that may also affect their relationships with the people around them. So I wish I knew that sometimes it's really not about me, it's just the person is probably going through some things that's causing them to act that way towards me, yeah? And I think I would have been more chilled, maybe more understanding to the people and to myself, and understand better when it's time to just give up and walk away. I wish I knew how to be kinder to myself, and this is something that I'm working towards getting out of, but to be kinder to myself and not be too self-critical, because I feel like for the longest I've criticized myself so much in matters like maybe my choices and relationships, my choices and some friendships and stuff like that. I would hold that mistake above my head and I'll be like, had you been smart enough, you could have seen that this wasn't gonna do anything for you. I would have maybe seen the red flags and all that, like basically just being too critical of myself. I wish I was more focused. Now obviously I'm not saying that I was not focused, but I wish I was more focused than I was in everything, in my education even. Like I wish I was more focused in my goals and plans, and even just to think about like what my future will look like, I wish I was more focused on that. There's not much to say there. I just wish I was more focused. I wish I knew there's such a thing as dating yourself to get to know yourself better. Obviously, I knew that you have to love yourself, and love your neighbors, you love yourself. I knew that you had to love yourself according to the Bible. I had a rough idea of that. I have to love myself. However, I didn't really have that thought that I could actually really, really spend time with myself and actually learn more things about myself. I just started doing this in like last year, early, maybe beginning of last year or so, whereby I would take some time off and just go out on my own, maybe do a little shopping, sit with myself at the restaurant, maybe listen to my music, or sometimes just sit with myself and my thoughts and get time to think. Let me tell you, it's very hard to know yourself or to know what you want even in life if you never have time with yourself. You're constantly always just in a surrounding that's chaotic. How are you going to know stuff about yourself. How are you going to have time to plan about your life, your goals, how are you going to really know what you want if you're always constantly busy with matters that don't even build you? Have fun, but sometimes also remember yourself. Remember that you have to sit with your thoughts. You have to sit and truly think about your life and the trajectory of your life and what's gonna happen to you. And I think I said this before in one of my episodes, that it's very advisable to sit in silence sometimes, just you and your thoughts. Don't even put on music, because even music is a distraction. Like, you sitting there listening to music, you are not allowing your thoughts to flow through you, because anything that's taking away your attention is a distraction. You listen to music, you watch movies, you go out and clubs and stuff, that's taking away your attention. And I don't know, unless maybe there are people who can do this, if you're going clubbing and you go and think there, but I really doubt that's what truly happens or can happen. But it's very important for you to really set time apart for yourself. Date yourself is very possible. Take yourself out and sit there with yourself and your plans and your goals. The only way you will know what you want to achieve is if you know yourself. How are you going to achieve the things you think you want if you don't even know yourself? How do you even know you want those things if you don't know yourself? You should be the closest person to you. I wish I didn't have to think there's only one way to being successful, because then maybe I would have been more open with exploring other ways. I think a lot of us, honestly, in society, we are built to know or to think that to be successful, yes, go to school, graduate from uni, look for a job, get employed, and that's it, you're successful. We aren't so open-minded about, okay, what if there's other ways to being successful? And I'm not saying don't go to school. Please go to school and focus on your studies. In fact, what you gain from school can help you figure out even what you actually want to do. Like, there are people who have gone to school and after school is when they realize this is not for me. I think I want to do something else. And doesn't mean that you wasted your time. No. That knowledge will still be useful at some point. I would have started at an earlier age, like exploring other things. So maybe even if it's like business plans and stuff like that. There's this mentality that I've heard go around when I was younger, that certain people just know how to do business. It's not for everybody, but that's a very big myth. Anybody can do that if you put your heart into it. You are capable of doing it. And I'm so glad I even managed to break that myth for myself when I had my small business. When I started my small business, I think it was early last year, skincare business. The fact that I did it, it really just opened up my mind to think bigger and differently. And the funny thing is, sometimes the things you have in you will shock even the people around you. Like, it's not everything that people around you expect you to do is what will take you far. Sometimes the things you have in you that even people around you don't think you can do it, you can do it. And once you do it, they get surprised. Like, when I started my business, obviously my family was proud of me, my friends were proud of me, but I think there were people who were surprised that I could actually do it. And it's like, I even showed them that it's possible. If you think you couldn't do it, you can. And I know I inspired someone out there to even think that, okay, if she can do it, I can do it too. And the thing is, I'm happy I could inspire them to know and understand that this is possible if you put your heart into it. So you might want to just explore other ways, because hey, life, like I said, life can hit. If you think only there's only one way to success, imagine if that way doesn't go right for you, because it's not always easy to find jobs. You may struggle and you may get frustrated because that's the only vision you had from the start, and because it's not going how you want it to go, now you're completely lost. So you might want to be more open-minded to other ways of succeeding in life. I think that will kind of release the pressure and the stress that you may have inside of you. Okay, so thank you. That's all I had for today. I didn't want to make it such a long video. I just wanted to give my opinions on the things I wish I knew and I think would help someone out there. If they're going through something similar, then know you're not alone and you can change how you feel. You can change the trajectory of where you want your life to go and how you want things to be for you. We are all in this together and we will make it out alive. Okay, so thank you so much for being here and for listening and for watching. I appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.